Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
This is pretty.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. And then my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, is thethirdingredient.com. Yes, folks, this is another one of those segments where I take a little time and talk to you about some things that are on my mind. I want to talk about politics, this segment. And first I want to say that this person, this new congresswoman from New York, Ocasio-Cortez, what I don't understand is how that person has gotten the airtime that she has. Why are people mentioning her? Why are they talking about her policies when she should be a backbencher for the next 10 years, like most congresspersons who are elected? They have to pay their dues. But all of a sudden, because she comes up with these ideas that you know, whether the purpose, her heart behind the ideas are right or not, number one, the ideas that she has, just the math just won't work. I mean, you can't say I have an idea and it's to add 3 and 4 together and get 8. That just won't work. So on their face, we should be just discounting whatever she says and move on, you know, talk to somebody else. But also, this is a 29-year-old woman who still has a lot of living to do before she goes telling the rest of the country how we should be living our lives. And that's what she's doing. She's trying to tell us how we should live our lives, if you listen to what her proposals are. And I think she should go raise a family and maybe start a business and before she starts telling us how to live our lives. But at the same time, this is not a serious person. And I'll tell you why. She actually said, I can't wait to become inaugurated when I get into Congress. Well, members of Congress don't get inaugurated. Only the president is inaugurated. So the fact that she didn't know that, and then she said, I can't wait to start signing bills, signing laws. Well, members of Congress don't sign laws. Only the president signs laws. They make laws, but my point is she didn't even know how to talk about her new job. So if you don't know anything more than that, so we just need to we need to be careful who we turn into these celebrities. She's really good at social media, but young people, I know a lot of you folks are really excited about her, but her math doesn't work. Start following some. If you've got somebody, you know, that's more progressive and they have good ideas and you want to follow them, fine. But find somebody who actually is can make sense and what they say tracks with reality. She's not doing that. Find somebody else. That's one thing I wanted to say. The second thing is, I would like to point out, and I know you hear this on some media outlets this week too. I just like to point out some of the dysfunction in our city, in our nation's capital, in our government. And I know I'm going to be pointing fingers at certain people, but yesterday, this week, our president, and there are lots of reasons, lots of ways you can detract from the president. You can say he's not this, he's not that, or he is this and he is that. He has warts. He has plenty of warts that you could point to. But yesterday, he was negotiating. This week, he's trying to negotiate the end of a war that's been going on for 65 years and to end nuclearization on the Korean Peninsula. And it's 100% his doing. The two meetings that they've had have been 100% his doing. And also the fact that he walked away from those negotiations tells you, if you're every business owner who makes their living negotiating recognizes that what the president did by walking away from those negotiations was not only the right thing to do, it took a lot of courage, and it is exactly what good negotiators do. It's absolutely textbook negotiations. It might not be textbook politics, but it's textbook negotiations, and he should be given credit for that. But meanwhile, the Democrat-controlled House couldn't wait 3 or 4 days to interview the president's lawyer, Cohen. You know that whole story. They had to do it on that day. They scheduled the first witness of the Congress to be on the day at the almost the same moment that he was negotiating, that President Trump was negotiating with Kim. Now, my point is, I don't care if you're a Democrat or a Republican. I don't care which side of the aisle you're on. If you care about denuclearization, if you care about not having a war, which we were almost on a war footing 2.5 years ago with North Korea, if you care about settling that down and lowering the temperature there, maybe even coming away with some progress, if you care about that because it's right for not only for America but for the world, wouldn't that trump, pardon the term, wouldn't that take precedent over this other thing? As much as you may hate President Trump, wouldn't something that's better, good for the world, that actually might happen, wouldn't that take precedence? That ought to tell you something, folks, about the dysfunction that we have in Washington. We have to find a way to fix that. And I'm not saying it's just always on one side of the aisle. We have to fix that kind of dysfunction, or we'll never get out of this.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.